Welcome to the Talking Transformation podcast. I'm your podcast host, Peter Ahmad, recording from Cape Town, South Africa, since June 2019. The Talking Transformation podcast provides an open and accessible platform for built environment professionals and interest groups to share their reflections and aspirations relating to the transformation of places and spaces in South Africa. It's intended to be a celebration of the individuals and community groups who are supporting formal and informal processes that are addressing the challenges of South Africa's history and shaping the future of our neighbourhoods and cities. In August last year, we were delighted to work with the fledgling Now Now competition that at that stage used the Cape Town Stadium as a focal point for its inaugural design contest. In its second iteration, the Now Now contest has shifted its spatial focus within Cape Town from Greenpoint to Khayelitsha's Spine Road. In this latest episode of the Talking Transformation podcast, Sebastian Hitchcock, one of the principal coordinators of the Now Now architecture competition, and I talked to two of the local entrepreneurs within Khayelitsha, Brian Bango, a friend of the podcast, and for the first time, Buntu Matole. Spine Road is a critical arterial for Cape Town, linking numerous communities within and beyond Khayelitsha. It links the sands of Strandfontein and Mitchell's Plain through to Rocklands and beyond the Mew Way intersection. It's recognized as the beating, vibrant heart of the community and famed for its party and nightlife when the sun goes down. This episode unpacks some of the realities and aspirations for the road and the broader community from innovators in that space, Brian being a leading property developer and Buntu, a pioneer in the tourism field, both presently working, residing in the Khayelitsha space. The episode is upbeat, it's inspiring, and it provides an excellent opportunity for the curious and the prospective competition entrants alike to learn more about the opportunities of the road and the requirements of the contest. You'll hear throughout our conversation, sadly, the audio, particularly on Buntu's side, was somewhat lacking. I can assure you he was in Cape Town. We did this recording on Wednesday, the 27th of March. However, yeah, his audio in particular doesn't come across too well. But he's got a lot of really valuable things to say, and I just ask you to bear with us for this particular episode. Sorry about the audio quality on the one line, but hope it doesn't detract from your enjoyment of this really enjoyable episode of the Talking Transformation podcast. As always, hope you enjoy the episode. It's just gone 20 past two on Wednesday, the 27th of March, fast approaching the Easter weekend. And before we get into the festivities of the public holiday, an extended long weekend, I'm absolutely delighted, as always, to have a panel of individuals. We're going to talk about a very exciting project that's unfolding in the Khayelitsha space. We have three guests this afternoon, Sebastian Hitchcock, Brian Bango, and Buntu Matole. Both Sebastian and Brian are not strangers to this podcast platform. We've spoken to them in the past few months and year or so. But Buntu, let's start with yourself. So welcome to the Talking Transformation podcast. Welcome to this discussion on future Khayelitsha, future vision for Spine Road. Perhaps tell us what brings you into this space and your interest in the Khayelitsha space and the community.
Oh, well, thank you, Pete. And thank you, Sabanesh, for putting all of this together. I come on Buntu Matole, one half of ABCD Concepts. Basically, what ABCD Concept is a lifestyle marketing and tourism business based in the heart of the Khayelitsha. I've gotten to be involved in so many ways in Spine Road through the work that we're doing in Khayelitsha and through the lifestyle that's happening around the streets. Of course, our vision was always to try and reimagine townships and give through meaning experiences or authentic experiences. Then it speaks to the everyday life of Khayelitsha. So in 2019, we were fortunate enough to collaborate with a friend to create our first ever called Khaya Street Picnic. And that actually complemented what the lifestyle is in Spine Road. And that was done through the collaboration of some of the local vendors and some of the new establishments at the time that we've seen progressive up to today. That's how we got involved. And yeah, the Spine Road, it's one of the spaces that, ironically, if I want to just go and hide or just have fun, I would go out to.
What a fantastic introduction, Buntu. And again, special place and a special part of Khayelitsha, and we're going to talk a bit more about its
prominence in that space. Next up, I'm coming to Mr. Bangle, Mr. Brian Bangle. I say, we spoke a few months ago, Brian, talking about the small scale rental sector, your involvement as an entrepreneur in that rental space that's making such a big difference in many of our townships, including the Khayelitsha and Delft space, so forth. It's great to have you back. I know you always have a lot to say and a lot of enthusiasm for the area, for the work that you do. What brings you into this space this afternoon, Brian?
Thank you, Pete. Thank you for inviting me to this podcast. And thank you to Sebastian for, you know, putting it all together. And so my name is Brian Bango from a company called the Eastena Group, which within the Eastena Group, we've got the Eastena Building Solutions, which focuses on the turnkey construction of affordable rental units. But obviously not to limit ourselves in terms of the construction space. We also do houses for high-end clients. And obviously, we predominantly focus on the affordable rental space. But also, we've then, you know, extended our business. We've now established Eastena Aluminium, which focuses on manufacturing aluminium windows and doors for our own sites and other clients as well. So how we got into the space of the affordable housing, you know, Brian coming to Cape Town 92, staying in Langa in a shack at the back of someone's house, from there moving to domestic quarters in Kenilworth, where my mom worked for a madam, which I'm sure a lot of black kids or black dudes, they will know that once you are staying there, they call you umntana wasemakhitshin. A child of, I don't know, amakhitshi, wundu, what can I refer to amakhitshi? But it's basically mothers who are working, you know, in the suburbs, and they stay in a little room at the back, sometimes in a cottage. So we moved to the cottage, me and my mom, but then my mom was fortunate enough because she erected a shack in a place called Squatter Camp, where she was a beneficiary of the RDP house in the year 2000 in Westlake. My excitement, or rather my interest, got me, or rather started in 92 when I came to Cape Town, coming from Eastern Cape. And I'm like, look, I'm coming from Eastern Cape. I was staying in a nice concrete house, and now I'm staying in a shack. And this thing is hot when it's hot. It's cold when it's cold in winter season. And then, you know, I said to myself, you know what? When I grow up, I want to be someone who builds houses for this sector, because I know what it is to stay in a shack. In 95, unfortunately, I was one of the victims of a shack fire in the Westlake Squatter Camp. So that is also one of the things that really got me excited to bring change to this space, to build structurally sound structures. Because when I was working for one of the financiers who actually used to finance this space of affordable rental units, you know, I was doing project management. And when I go out there to do project management and I see building contractors who say they know how to build, and you see walls that are skew, walls that are falling apart. And I'm like, no, man, this is nonsense. I need to actually establish a company, which I established a company in 2013. We were doing just small renovations. But now in around, I think it was the year 2020, that's when I actually resigned from where I was working. And then I said, no, let me actually start to establish my business properly, compliantly, so that, you know, I build affordable and structurally sound houses. So that's me.
As I say, Brian, absolutely fantastic to have you back with us today. Really appreciate you, and looking forward to hearing about your particular take on this, on Spine Road as the area that's under scrutiny. Last but certainly not least, we have Sebastian. Sebastian, it's great to have you back on the podcast. As Brian has already alluded to, you've been the coordinator in chief to get the four of us around this conversation. We're using the Talking Transformation podcast as the vehicle, but really to try and promote the second of the Now design competitions. It's great to have you back with us. Tell us where you're at, and then perhaps you want to pick up from where we left off. How did the Cape Town Stadium Now, the first contest that was taking place, how did that go, and what was the response that you got? And then maybe you can just give us a brief intro to Spine Road before I get to those who are operating in that space. Welcome back, Seb.
Thank you very much, Pete. And yeah, pleasure to be here with the two guests that understand the massive opportunity, not only in property development or Spine Road, but also hospitality and leisure. Yeah, really excited about this conversation. I'm here on behalf of a team of recent graduates who strongly believe that design competitions can be used to drive positive change in the South African and African context by creating new ideas that catalyze some sort of momentum in transforming our urban landscape. The first competition went excellently. It was a completely different topic to what we have now. It looked at designing a pavilion for Formula E, and we chose that subject because people find it exciting, easier to possibly design around. Yet in the long term, we really want to deal with spaces such as Spine Road, where we see large scale opportunity for large urban change. In the current project, looking at the future vision of Spine Road, I was very lucky to work with Brian and the Bid Prop team, who began kind of in Khayelitsha with developing houses. And I came across Spine Road through eating a pizza at Ace. I'm definitely from the other side of the pond compared to Brian and Buntu. I come from a very privileged background, and I completely overlooked the opportunity and optimism that exists in places like Khayelitsha. And the rest of the Nana team basically got behind that experience and said, we have to host a competition for these spaces, not only to let people know about the opportunity, but to speak about the township, which is a extremely complex urban consequence in South Africa, in an optimistic and positive way, so that design can begin to flourish. So that's why I'm here. And Pete, looking really forward to the conversation. Thanks again for hosting us. Yeah, that's really what we want to inspire with these two guys. How do we design for the future vision of Spine?
For the benefit of those who are hearing this for the very first time, what is it that they'll be required to do in responding to future Khayelitsha?
Thanks, Pete. I'm excited to unpack the exciting opportunities around Spine Road. But in short, we are asking participants to please submit two A2 panels, one showing their future vision of Spine Road, and the other focusing on one publicly accessible object, space, or building. So encouraging kind of all methods of design, yet focusing on one publicly accessible object, space, or building along Spine Road.
So that would imply some degree of knowledge of what's along that Spine Road in terms of the building and so forth. And we'll talk a bit about that as we get into the details with both Buntu and Brian in terms of their experience. In the first competition, you'd focused very much on a pavilion structure close to the stadium. That was a sort of, as I say, very nodal sort of take on it. This one is giving a few more options in relation to this linear arrangement along Spine Road, correct?
Yes. So the opportunity sites is along the road, but we were encouraging anything from a three-story building to a bus stop to a public square.
Closing out the first of your contests, what was the response that you got? How did the awards go? And what was the general response in terms of the feedback that you got from those that you engaged with?
Oh, we were blown away, first of all, by the excitement around a new competition, which began in Cape Town and will hopefully filter through to the rest of South Africa. We had just shy of 50 teams enter, so over 100 designers. We had many institutional and corporate partners jump on board. And in the long term, we really want to sponsor larger and larger prize money, so awarding good design to drive these ideas and make them as public as possible. So we were ecstatic with the outcome. We already have quite an interesting partnership. I can actually announce it because it begins next week when the podcast will be out. But Inscape will have over 400 of their first and second year students looking at this brief. It will be first and second year, so we can't expect the world from them. They've just arrived at university. But they'll be doing a similar version of the brief, but looking at Spine Road, which will be set up by their Project 81 Design Week. So very excited to share this conversation with them, get those first and second year students inspired.
Absolutely fantastic. Love the way that you've decided to pivot from the CBD to the township and the environment and the heritage and the special nature of Khayelitsha. Assume the listener has no idea about Khayelitsha. Assume the listener has never been to Spine Road, has no idea of its function as a major arterial and what you'd find along there. Give us a sense, Buntu, of why this is so important and the nature of Spine Road as it exists.
So firstly, Khayelitsha is located in the southeast of Cape Town, about 32 square kilometers by diameter. It was one of the last attempts by the apartheid government for township community to be established. It's located next to the Falls Bay coastline. Very vibrant. Nightlife is one of the key driving forces now in the community, but also property development is also taking shape into this neighborhood in enhancing and also creating conducive spaces for young people to find themselves in Khayelitsha. But also tourism has taken another swift of this community, which is when we saw young people like ourselves and many others who had taken an initiative of bringing people into their own community, not them feeling ashamed or them feeling like they're kind of confused of where they are, but them wanting to showcase what Khayelitsha has to offer, but also dismissing all the negative publicity that's always been painted around township, that it's poor, there's lack of infrastructure, and poverty is on the rise, so is crime. And so people like us, we saw an opportunity, a gap in the market, where we saw a lack of representation of our neighborhood, where we felt like there is so much that it is deserving to be highlighted about the neighborhood. And our journey dates back to 2015, myself and Ayanda, when we started our sporting initiative called Sporting Code, which was a sporting developmental program to seek to create a structured system in the township context of sports. But through that organization, we then got into Evolve. And because it was also a passion project that we were just doing based on the need in the community of keeping young people into similar spaces or active spaces for longer. That, of course, evolved into tourism when we were offered an opportunity in 2016 to create an Airbnb experience. We then took that opportunity up on ourselves to showcase our community better. And through this giant organization that supported us from a distance, that was a proposal that we could not back down. Instead of accepting it, that opportunity has found us being now the pioneers of experiences in Cape Town, and particularly the first in the Khayelitsha. But through that one experience, we were able to grow and see other opportunities within our community. But I should say that our first introduction to tourism was a running experience, which is, Brian, you would know, Khayelitsha people, they love running, more especially at the beginning of the year. I mean, as much as taking a dip around at this time of the year. So we coined that concept of people just running around in their own neighborhood. And we imagine if we can invite the world to come and run with the people of Khayelitsha in Khayelitsha. And that one experience, of course, allowed us to market Khayelitsha as a destination. But this was through one perspective. And that perspective, it did not accommodate everyone. And as we know, that tourism is quite a huge industry. And we had to find other alternatives. And I must say again, all our experiences were inspired by what's happening in Khayelitsha. From running, we went to cycling, which is another way of moving very fast or quicker than when we are running into the neighborhood. And lastly, the parting experience. It was, of course, spaces like Spine Road, Durance Cape Town, and what is, those are some of the spaces that really, when we were there as locals, felt like we're in a safe space, but there is a lack of representation of people of South Africa, meaning it's all the people from the location. And our imagination, because it's always been beyond from where we're coming from, but it was also inviting the world into our space. That's how we were able to coin this product. And of course, there would be some other stakeholders that have played a role in helping us to shape what we are now having in Khayelitsha and that we are recognized for. But yeah, Khayelitsha, I mean, I've studied both primary and high school again in the same neighborhood. And I'm currently to say today, I'm one of those fruits that, of course, are coming from Khayelitsha.
There's so many different layers to the transformation that you're describing there, not only of your own journey. And, you know, we've heard already from yourself and from Brian in terms of how that has completely transformed over the last decade and more. But the idea of, you know, tourism and how that's being leveraged, the sporting, both the cycling and the running that you've talked about, the perspectives, not only of the residents having pride in their area, but also those visitors who are coming in and in greater numbers and with more to see. And then this idea of the built environment and the buildings and how things are changing in that space. And maybe that's a great way to pivot, Brian, is to come to you as one of the, let's call it the main movers and shakers in this space of the built environment. Tell us a bit about, again, how Spine Road, what about it in terms of its locational attributes? Why would that be for someone like yourself in the development game, be an attractive area for the developers to think about not just the design, but also what goes along that road to support different land uses and the footfall along that road?
Spine Road for me, if I look at Spine Road, I mean, when I drive around Khayelitsha, and I obviously have some of my sites in Khayelitsha predominantly in the Dieter Park area. So for me, Spine Road, it's a very attractive area when you look at Khayelitsha, because you'll see if you come in from the M2 driving through Spine Road into Mitchells Plain, you will see that there's a lot of activities going on. When you enter Spine Road from the N2, you will firstly see, yes, you will see shacks, but then you will see that there is people who are actually pushing the Chisanyama business in down two as you enter Khayelitsha. I mean, when you enter there, you'll ask yourself, how much meat does people in Khayelitsha eat? Well, they eat a lot of meat. So transforming that space of Khayelitsha from down two where the Chisanyama is happening, going right through into it, Khayelitsha. Khayelitsha is very broad, first of all. Buntu, I'm sure you will understand what I'm trying to say. You get Khayelitsha in down two. You get Khayelitsha in Graceland. You will get Khayelitsha in Ekphumleni. You get Khayelitsha in Dieter Park. So Spine Road, I think it just cuts right through Khayelitsha for everyone to get a taste, if I can put it that way, of the different neighborhoods in Khayelitsha. So Spine Road for me, if I look at it from a developer point of view, one would obviously be interested in maybe building a hotel there, which Ace has already done, but it's not in Spine Road, and maybe other multi-use buildings within the Spine Road vicinity, because obviously there's a lot of business there. Someone who wants to maybe start a restaurant, or someone who wants to start a coffee shop, and then maybe on top, you've got apartments where people stay, or you've got a hotel, you know, on the first floor, but the ground floor is your restaurants and your coffee shops, et cetera, et cetera. And even maybe clothing stores, boutiques. People in Khayelitsha, you do have your fashion-orientated people. There is actually a show called Khayelitsha Fashion Show, which the organizer I do personally know. So there are people in Khayelitsha with a lot of businesses that I think should the Spine Road area or the Spine Road be developed, you know, into multi-use buildings. You know, there's a lot of business that people can set up there and obviously benefit from. Not only that, obviously during the construction, there's a lot of jobs that, you know, the locals can benefit from. A lot of families can also obviously benefit from the construction and the upgrading of Spine Road. So that is my take of Spine Road.
I think there's some really important points coming through, and I'm going to come to Seb and he can maybe confirm why I suspect Spine Road being chosen. So you're hearing a lot about mixed uses, about a very strong connectivity that links the different parts, the different components of Khayelitsha and the different communities, whether it be the more affluent through to the less well-off areas, the formal and the informal. And then this idea of a place for everybody, not just in terms of commercial space that would come at a premium, but also a rental space therefore the informal market and an entertainment element as well. So all of these elements sort of coming together in a very, very strong linear arrangement. And Seb, is that the main driver behind the choice? I mean, there would have been other opportunities within Khayelitsha to think about. Was that what brought the Now group to say, this is their area and this is the particular linear approach you want to take, having used a very specific sort of nodal area in respect of the stadium last time? Now you've gone for a different type of linear approach to that. Any thoughts or responses?
First of all, designing around urban intensity or well-used spaces is always more interesting. And I'd love Buntu to take us on another semi-tour of Spine Road. But just to unpack the history of it, what's quite interesting is that Spine Road was planned as a Class 2A street, which resulted in a very large road reserve. Now, this has two influences that are both positive and negative. Firstly, the urban planning hasn't foreseen that having a Class 2A road means that you have faster traffic and increased danger in an area that's largely pedestrianized. What this large road reserve has allowed for is for these kind of public events that happen on the weekend where you have parked cars, music, people selling Chisanyama, which creates quite an interesting kind of juxtaposition of bad urban planning resulting in healthy urban life. And how can we redesign those spaces to have more potential? Other interesting aspects of Spine Road is we have the Lookout Hill when one enters from Mueway, probably the most renowned nature reserve within Khayelitsha, with a beautiful view across Cape Town towards Table Mountain. There's a new MyCity bus depot between Mitchells Plain and Khayelitsha, which is, I think, scheduled to open this year. So an infrastructure project by the city with public capital coming into that space. I'm not sure if they've just redone Muway, which is a very well-used arterial route that wraps around Khayelitsha, but that intersects with Spine Road. But at the same time, you have, for example, a new area of informal dwellings that has happened just on the corner, and you have many other kind of complexities to deal with. So yeah, that space is just extremely vibrant, young, and developing at a rapid rate. And I think it's much more interesting than designing for maybe some like Green Points. There's just so many moving parts.
So that's the now. There we are, playing on the name. That's the now Spine Road. That's what it looks like presently. If we take a stab and think, right, 10 years, 20 years henceforth, with new public transportation infrastructure and networks that you've described there, let's think for the future. And again, Buntu, coming to you first, what would you like to see? What if you had a magic wand and could say, right, I want to build on what we've got. I want to keep that which is strong and address that which is wrong. But what would you be trying to do? So Buntu, let's come to you first. Then Brian, would love to get your take as well on this.
There's so much that, of course, still needs to happen in Spine Road. A couple of weeks ago, I had a group of executive MBA students coming from the US. And I took a trip with them from the Spade Boutique Hotel all the way down to Spine Road, just walking in the middle of Little Park. And when we got to Spine Road, interestingly, when Brian, they got into drink with locals, but at the same time, they got into go into a shipping container to buy souvenirs. There's Deep Settle just opposite the road. So they bought a lot of stuff, but they also needed a restroom. Guess where they peed? Literally where the locals are peeing.
So, behind the container.
Yeah, behind the container, exactly that. So, I mean, the purpose I took that picture was I knew that we were going to do this at some point, where we talk about these issues where people are having fun, but when they have to help themselves, that's unhygienic, as to a point where you go into an establishment that has everything. So there's still a lot that needs to be done in Spine Road. I guess it started organically, but how it has grown, and no one has been able to measure the growth of it. And no one had thought maybe by now it would have been where it is. And the development that we are now talking about, or the transformation that we are talking about, and that you highlighted, Sabes, it's something that really needs to happen sooner than later, because we've seen people breaking their backyards now and opening up into Spine Road. We've seen the opposite side of Ipulani Park now joining into the party, where literally people now, because of people peeing in their walls, now they've got an innovative where they're no longer wanting people peeing, but they're opening up spaces so that people now can start using those spaces and as to oppose peeing with them. So there's a lot of development that still needs to happen. I wouldn't say we need to start yet, but holistically, the space, in actual fact, it does need development. And that's the one reason that triggered me to say yes to the now competition when it talks about Spine Road, because we've been seeing these challenges over the years. I mean, we have people that are cleaning every Monday or every morning after the party, but you still don't find the space in the right space for people to go to. But who are we in Khayelitsha? We don't have such spaces. So the biggest block party, everyone knows, it's in Spine Road. So Pete, there is no one thing that can be done, but there's many things that could be done to take Spine Road to the next level.
Thanks so much, Buntu. And again, reminding us that sometimes it's not just about the infrastructure itself, but it's around the urban management, the operations of that. So who would manage the ablutions? We know those are always a challenge, always a big problem within the urban landscape. But your point that you're making is, in the absence of it, you end up with an antisocial behavior come no other option. And that in itself is detracting from the opportunities of a bigger and broader growth plan for the road. So that's very well picked up on, and thank you for the observations. Brian, you were very animated again when Buntu started on this, and your thoughts and anything you'd like to amplify, and just your own perspectives. Again, particularly when I hear about this idea of the transformation of buildings along that road, and that's your game.
People are opening up their backyards, et cetera, et cetera. And what I've actually began to see, people are buying properties that are for sale in the area. And I think some homeowners owning properties that are behind Spine Road, or rather the back of their properties facing Spine Road, I see people are selling properties and some approaching people to say, look, can I not buy a property and extend my business? I mean, that is what one of the business people of Khayelitsha did, and they're extending their businesses. So if you look at Spine Road as well, there is a big building there, Wakefu. I'm sure you know Wakefu, Wakefu. Well, what's the name, Abudu, if you can help me here?
Wakefu.
Wakefu, yes. It's a B&B. The demand for B&B in that area, it's very big. Because if you are a party animal, you are out there at night and you are staying maybe in the suburbs and you want to maybe don't want to go home, or rather you don't want to drive while you are under the influence of alcohol, you want to book a room. I mean, if there were more B&Bs within Spine Road, I'm sure people would just book themselves in there. So there's a lot of developments. I mean, like now, right now, as Bundi was saying that, while the MBA students, you know, were having fun, and then it came to a point where Mother Nature said, hey, let's go for a number one. So they went behind the container. So someone would go in there. I mean, like myself, if I got the space, I'll put in some, you know, ablutions facilities there and let someone pay for it. You know, when you enter the door, you just put a coin and you leave yourself, you know, because obviously there's no development. So you can't, business ideas, they develop when there's a problem. And that is one of the problems, and that someone can open up a push-in facilities there, maybe mobile one. So there's just a whole lot of stuff that's happening there. I mean, Sebastian mentioned the Lookout Hill, which is one of the tourism attractions within Spine Road, the My City Bus Depot. Right adjacent to the My City Bus Depot, there is a space, or rather a piece of land that is owned by the airports company, South Africa, together with the Department of Education, where they want to build the biggest TVET college in the Southern Hemisphere. So you can think how big that is. I mean, wow. They might as well call it a university. Maybe it's something that you can do a podcast on, Pete, to find out what's happening there, because I was told that I must register my business so that I can tender for the works that's going to go on there. But I don't know what happened. I think they were going to start the construction last year already, but I don't know what happened. So that is another development that is happening adjacent to, you know, Spine Road. But also the development of Spine Road, the future development of Spine Road, can also benefit small streets that are connected to the Spine Road for other people who want to establish their businesses there. Yeah, so that's my take on what needs to happen there.
One of the things that I know is important within the Western Cape generally, and certainly Cape Town, is this idea of heritage. What are some of those heritage assets, particularly within, when you're thinking with your tourist hat on? We've talked about the Lookout Hill and so forth, but what are some of the things that, if you're not able to get on site, people need to be aware of and must take into consideration when we talk heritage in the Spine Road area?
I mean, I would start by the Lookout Hill. It is a tourism attraction, which is where we are based in Khayelitsha. But unfortunately, for a number of years, we haven't gotten the views from the top. Like the Minister of Tourism yesterday, National, he was here in Khayelitsha, and the people of Khayelitsha really expressed themselves, and they hit the city very hard on the lack of development that they're not doing at the, of which that's one space that we pride ourselves as Khayelitsha, because it gives you a 360-degree view. So imagine, as you are moving inside Khayelitsha, at the last point that you would really want to see, it's that part where you are really overlooking how far you have came or how far you've gone around Khayelitsha. But also there are certain spaces that are no longer, for an example, if you're talking about the heritage and history, unfortunately, a lot of history is not placed out there to the people for them to see. But I like how Brian's saying, like, small streets that are interconnected to Spine Road, they can become something. For an example, we have a monument opposite the Khayelitsha Magistrate Court called Khayelitsha Remembering Square. So such spaces are spaces that need really to be preserved, and people that really need, that wants to understand more about how Khayelitsha was also settled or developed, how people were moving from Crossroads coming into a Khayelitsha. You go further in where there are places like Harare, where we constantly get questions from people that are familiar to Zimbabwe, where they would ask, like, why did you call it Harare? Is it related, or is there something that it has with Zimbabwe? But you also go more into places like Little Park. I like how you put it in Sebastian, because that one road just next to Spy Road in Little Park, when it was developed, it was called Kwanobushi, meaning the beauty. That was a place that was supposed to, of course, have most of your professional people, as Little Park was built or developed by banks. So if you're looking into a history of it and you look into today's context of it, it's complete the opposite, because that space was meant to be for quietness and peace. But today it has been turned the opposite way around. So going even to the main Khayelitsha, to spaces like Rands. Rands was the first shopping center of this neighborhood. Even the first post office is still located inside Rands, Cape Town. So such spaces are spaces that no one speaks about, but we just go for different reasons. But in actual fact, they carry a rich history that our parents can tell us about.
That's fantastic stuff, Buntu. Thanks for taking us on that trip there and understanding a bit more about that heritage element and so forth. Brian, anything else you'd like to add or amplify to what Buntu has mentioned before we start getting into some of the, let's call it the technical notes of the contest and what people should be understanding from Sebastian's side?
I mean, I wasn't born in Cape Town. I was born in the Eastern Cape, but I've heard that when people were, or rather the first township was obviously not Khayelitsha, but Khayelitsha, the name, it came because people were then moved from where they used to live. And then that was called Khayelitsha, meaning new home. So for me, when I look at Khayelitsha and I look at Soweto, I mean, I've been once or twice in Soweto. Bundu, you look at your Vilakazi Street, it's a nightlife, vibrant street, same like your Spine Road. But I think in Soweto, there is much of a development there. I think there's restaurants. I mean, there's Dubida Cafe. I think it's in Soweto. I mean, there's nothing of Dubida Cafe in Khayelitsha.
We have Siki Coffee Cafe, who used to be an employee of Vida E Cafe.
He upgraded. We upgraded.
Oh, I see. So hence I was saying that, you know, the development of Spine Road will bring much needed jobs, because you'll get your other restaurants and your other coffee shops wanting a space within there. And any property developer within that space, or rather within the area of Spine Road, will obviously reap the rewards, because that is actually a place that has a great potential for the future shoot.
Sebastian, tell us a bit more about how the contest is going to roll out. You've already mentioned one of the collaborators and schools that you'll be working with, but that doesn't preclude others to be engaged. Tell us about the sort of the registration, submission dates, etc., costs that might be associated, which are always going to be a challenge if people are having to find finance up front. And ultimately, what is the hashtag prize behind this in terms of first, second, third place prizes? And what is it you're looking for? What is it, the criteria that you're going to be thinking about in judging what would be the best solution or the most innovative or the wildest? What is it you're looking for, sir?
Obviously, a competition is nothing without a prize. We've managed to secure 35,000 rand in prizes supported by BidProc. So the first prize will be 20,000 rand. The second will be 10,000 rand. And the third prize will be 5,000 rand, to get that out of the way. Early bird entries end at the end of March at 480 rand per team. Normal entries, if I'm not mistaken, are 650 rand per team and end at the end of April. And then the competition will conclude on the 30th of June, where submissions will have to be entered by 12 o'clock. To clarify, we are looking for teams of up to three people to design two A2 panels, portrait panels, one showing their vision for Spine Road, a future high street or current high street that will then be developed, and the other panel focusing on one publicly accessible object, place, or building. To clarify, a vision, and then zooming in on either one, object, place, or building. I'm not going to say too much more about what we're expecting, because we're really leaving it up to the participants. We would encourage asking your firm to sponsor an entry. We saw that with the last competition, if you're an intern or young working professional. yeah, we're just looking forward to as many entries as possible to carry on the momentum around what will be a future buzzing, booming spine road.
It's fantastic to hear that the likes of BitProp have got involved in this and are sponsoring or putting up for the prize money. That's really, really excellent news. Again, demonstrates their continued support of this type of thing. The previous contest had a really interesting judging panel from quite a diverse range of backgrounds. Can you tell us maybe a bit about who's going to be serving or who you anticipate will be on that? I know there's a lot of NGOs that are active in that area around Khayelitsha, whether it be Development Action Group and others. Who else is going to perhaps be involved in this, Sebastian, from a judging point of view?
Well, last but not least, we have our very own Buntu, part of this podcast. No need for another introduction, but he'll be part of the panel. We have Claire Dutreveau. She helped begin BitProp, but has been extremely dedicated and involved in processes that have to do with affordable housing and worked for a long time in Khayelitsha. We have Claudia Hitzerolt, who was a previous program manager at DAG, Development Action Group, who are also very much on the ground. And we have Tsepo Mokolo, who is a researcher and writer who is currently doing a master's in Southern Urbanism at the University of Pretoria and was also involved in the African Center of Studies. And then lastly, we have Tiago, who is the program manager at BPUU, Violence Prevention Through Urban Upgrade. And they've been doing a lot of work in spy mode. So we think it's a really qualified jury. I really hope I didn't mess up any of the qualifications there. But yeah, people who understand the space are positive about the space, and your entries can just only inspire them.
What a fantastically diverse and interesting panel of judges you've got there. Congrats again to the Now competition for getting such a great group of people around the table. And I've no doubt they're going to be, if you said you got 50 responses to the first presentation or the first contest rather there around Greenpoint, I've no doubt this will inspire. And again, it'll be interesting to see from where the applications come from, which within South Africa and potentially beyond. Sebastian, to you and the team, the Now team, thanks very much again, as I say, for allowing us to have this conversation, to go into some of the depth, and all the best. We'll definitely come back into this space and have a follow-up. I'm going to give each of you a chance just in a quick summary or last word. Seb, from your side, any last word from your side, sir?
Glossy, thank you for having me, and thanks, guys, for joining us. It was a lovely, positive conversation, and yeah, thanks for your optimism and for helping create dreams.
Thanks to you, Seb. Thanks for making this happen. Brian, your side, sir?
Let me just first say this. I'm an entrepreneur, a serial one. When I look at Spine Road, there's just, my mind right now is just, I mean, that actually triggered what you said, Wundu, about your MBA executive friends or students, rather. That actually triggered a lot, because now I'm thinking of Spine Road and a lot of cars, they park on Spine Road during the peak hour of entertainment, if I can put it that way. Now, the development where you would have a car parking lot, now, for one to go park a car, this is just a business idea, okay? You park your car at a parking lot, and then you get this, I'm sure you've been to Canal Walk, Pete, or anyone here, and you get this little train that always goes up and down Canal Walk. You know, you just hop on, and I think it's also in Somerset West, you hop on, I think, but you don't pay anything. But I'm just thinking now, in Spine Road, you've got this train that goes all the way down nice. Spine Road. You hop on it, you pay 1 rand or 10 rand or whatever. Then you get off. You maybe want to go to your car and fetch a wallet or a phone or whatever. And then another one comes back. You hop on again. Maybe you forgot your wallet. You're at the restaurant. I'm just making an example, you know. So that's what I see. There's just a whole lot of business ideas that entrepreneurs can benefit from the development of Spine Road, because it's such a great potential, you know, for the development of Khayelitsha and those that are obviously business-minded in Khayelitsha. But otherwise, thank you so much, Pete, for the invitation. Thank you to the Now competition, to Sebastian and the crew, and thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
Thanks to you, Brian. I say, it seems like you've already started to spend your, you're not on the judging panel, maybe you must enter yourself. Spend some of that prize money on your train there. I love the idea.
Yeah.
Buntu, last word to you, my friend. You loved your inputs today. Just any thoughts from your side as a conclusion?
No, thank you, Pete, once again. And thank you, Sabesh, for being patient with me in all of these times. And also to Claire, I think that's one person that I should applaud by her realizing like there is so much value within us on the ground and through the work that we've been doing to be able to inspire her, but to also bring us through to the Now competition. This is an honor because I believe everyone would want to have such an opportunity to be recognized by the work that they're doing and what they've been trying to do in their community. So for me, on behalf of ABCD, I would love to thank you, Pete, for also allowing us to have this opportunity. This is actually my first time with you. I hope it's definitely not the last. And yeah, I mean, to you guys as well, with your passion, your dedication, the work that you're putting behind, and to the work that you now recognize for, it really a big thing for me to be part of this conversation, and it's an honor. Thank you, guys.
Again, thank you, Ubuntu. It's been really great. It's been great to meet you. Love the insights. And I say, this is definitely won't be the last time we speak. And I'm also just going to give a shout out to Claire. Claire's been mentioned a couple of times. I think she's well known to all of us on this call. Somebody who introduced me way back when into this whole world of small scale rental. And from there, Brian and I have met. And so the story continues. So Claire, who's been interviewed on this podcast, if you're listening, hope you're well and really, really value your contributions, even from afar these days. With that, everybody, have a lovely rest of the day. Have a great Easter weekend coming up and look forward to the conversation that follows once the contest is concluded and we can talk a bit about what came in. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks.
Cheers, Pete.
We hope you enjoyed this content of the Talking Transformation podcast. Please feel free to give us feedback via our Twitter platform. That's at Talking Transfo and the number one, or alternatively via our email address, talkingtransformation101@gmail.com. Thanks and recognition also to Tribal Need for allowing us to use their track, Flags, as our introductory and closeout music on this podcast.